Well, so far this morning we've seen that Christianity is not simply about following a set of rules to get us into God's good books. No, Christianity is about a change of status. It's about coming to God and saying sorry because we're not good at... When I find it, I'll tell you. 985 in the church Bibles. Matthew chapter 18, page 985. This way of thinking doesn't come naturally. In verse 3 of that passage, chapter 18, verse 3, Jesus tells us, unless you change and become like little children. Jesus calls us to change. It doesn't come naturally to us, this way of thinking. But this change that Jesus calls us to doesn't just alter our future. It transforms our relationships today. That's really what the rest of Matthew 18 is all about. If you were to go on and read the rest of Matthew 18, you'd see that Jesus is concerned with how Christians treat one another. He's going to refer throughout to little children and little ones. And we've already seen, haven't we, that that is a metaphor for Christians, people who trust in Jesus, who realize they're not good enough, who realize they don't have any status or right before God. When we become Christians, we'll see as we look at the rest of the chapter, we're only going to be looking at the first 6 verses, but we'll see that our relationships with other people, especially those in the church, are transformed. When I was 16, I didn't grow up in a Christian home, and I was exploring the Christian faith for myself. And I became part of a small local church nearby. And it was amazing for me to see a group of people who were very different, all sorts of ages, all sorts of different backgrounds, were there. And they were treating one another like a family. They weren't perfect, but they were different. And I really noticed the difference. And it made a real impact on me. I saw transformed relationships. They were trying to live out what Jesus teaches in this passage. They were trying to live out what Jesus says in verse 5. Have a look with me. Jesus tells us, whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. You see, there are no little people in God's kingdom. We are to welcome those who come into the church family who believe in Jesus, no matter what their background, no matter whether we get on with them or not. We're all part of a church family. And they tried to live that out, and they also tried to live out verse 6, where Jesus says this, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung round his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. It's a terrifying prospect, that, but this church family that I became a part of, well, they went out of their way to make sure they didn't cause other Christians to sin. These verses then are primarily about how Christians teach one another. But just because they're about how Christians teach one another doesn't mean they don't have anything to say to us about how we treat children. So obviously in the church family we have lots of grown-up to grown-up relationships, but I take it particularly at an all-age service there are lots of relationships with children too. Grown-ups relating to children, children relating to children. As part of a church family, children are included too. We see that throughout the Bible. And because it's Mother's Day, I want to highlight two particular things that this passage means for mums. Obviously, it's got lots to say to us about how all of us relate to each other, but particularly because it's Mothering Sunday, we're going to focus in on two things that it means for mums. And the first thing I want us to see is that being a mum is significant. And the second thing I want us to see is that being a mum is eternally significant. If you're not a mum and you're sitting here, please don't think that's an invitation to switch off. Perhaps you're married to someone who's a mother. Perhaps you have a mother. Perhaps you know a mother. I'm sure we all do. In which case, I think this is something we all need to listen to. So please do listen up. Two things. Being a mum is significant. And secondly, being a mum is eternally significant. Firstly, being a mum is significant. Well, society defines greatness by the things that we achieve, whether that's through our work, whether that's through relationships that we're in, or whether that's through amazing things we achieve, like swimming to France in under 7 hours. One mum with young children recently described what it feels like to be a mum, and she said this to me. She said, it feels like constantly cleaning up after a party you weren't invited to. I don't know if that resonates with anybody here. Where is the greatness in that? Where is the greatness in sleepless nights worrying about teenage children? Where is the greatness in potty training? Jesus' teaching here has profound importance for mums. Being a mum is significant. Why? Well, in welcoming those with no status in Jesus' name, we welcome him, he says. And so as we look after and care for and teach and train and love and all of those other wonderful things that mums do, people who in the eyes of society in many ways seem insignificant, it's not great to be up waiting half the night for a teenage child to get in, or to be worried about our child's diet or their potty training, whatever it may be. It's not great, it's not significant, it doesn't seem that way. But what Jesus is teaching us is if we're doing that, trusting in Jesus, then actually there's a real sense in which we are welcoming Jesus into our family. Being a mum is significant. And so perhaps you're here as a mum and you're feeling pretty bogged down. Of course there are real joys, and yet it can feel pretty mundane at times. It doesn't feel great or significant. Well, be encouraged. You're serving the Lord Jesus himself and welcoming him into your family as you seek to raise and love your children. So being a mum is significant. And secondly, being a mum is eternally significant. Jesus' words in verse 6 were quite sobering, weren't they? I'm just going to read them again. Jesus said, "But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." What he's teaching us here is that it is very serious to lead someone, a little child, for example, who trusts in Jesus, to sin. What does it mean to lead someone like that, to cause them to sin? Well, literally, it means to put a stumbling block in their way. We could paraphrase it as saying it's making it difficult for them to believe. What Jesus is saying negatively is that we must be aware of the danger of making it difficult for our children to believe in the Lord Jesus. And so as mums, or dads for that matter, or anyone here in the church family, what we say to our children can have an eternal significance. Perhaps we're not certain for ourselves about the claims Jesus made, but we know that our children, maybe through or Saints Club or Jazz Club or Holiday Bible Club, trust in Jesus for themselves. We're not certain, but we know that they have a confidence and a trust in him. Well, we must be careful not to make it difficult for them to believe in him. Our words can have eternal consequences. I suppose positively here, what Jesus is teaching is that we should not just be careful not to make our children stumble, but as mums, I say we, I'm not a mum obviously, but we as parents have a wonderful opportunity to lay a foundation for our children that will last not just for the rest of their lives, but for the rest of eternity. What a wonderful privilege it is as a mum to be able every day to pray with and for our children. To be able to teach them to know and love Jesus for themselves. If Jesus wants us to be afraid of causing our children to stumble, he wants us to be positively excited about the prospect of raising them to know and love him. It's the pattern we find throughout the Bible. Raising our children to know and love Jesus. I remember hearing an older lady tell me once that she prayed for her children every day since the day they were born that they would never know a day where they hadn't loved Jesus. And God graciously answered that prayer in the lives of her three children. You see, being a mum, it's not only significant, it is eternally significant. So thank you, mums, for all that you do as part of our church family in raising your children to know and love him. And if that is something you'd love help with, then please do speak to someone, because it is such an important thing. Being a mum is significant. It is eternally significant. So let me just give thanks for all of mums here and our mums who have done such a wonderful job. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the way you have made mothers, for our mums and for the mums that are here today. Father, we thank you that it is so significant that they have such a wonderful job to do. And Father, we pray that you'd strengthen and help them as they seek to do it. And we pray, Lord, that they would realise the eternal significance that they have and the influence they can have in the lives of their children. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ben, thank you very much. Let's continue thinking about